Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Essence of the Upanishads. The title is Sutras, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणं मेस्तु अनिराकरणं मेस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ओम शांति शांति शांति. दिस केनोपनिषद द फर्स्ट सेक्शन. एवरी उपनिषद बिलोंग्स टू ए पर्टिकुलर वेद. दिस उपनिषद बिलोंग्स टू सामवेद. वेदा नाम सामवेदोहम. लॉर्ड कृष्णा से अमंग द वेदास आई एम सामवेद. एंड इन दैट वेदा इट इज तालवकार ब्राह्मण. That particular branch of the Veda. The peace chant I have chanted. Om Aapyayantu Mamangani. Always it begins with Om. Om is the name of Brahman. The most profound of all mantras. And just the explanation of Om, as you have heard before, will sum up the entire Vedantic teaching. So there will be nothing of Kenopanishad. So we move on to some other direction. That means we invoke God. Aapyayantu mamangani. May, by His grace, may my limbs, speech, eye, ear, strength, and all my senses grow vigorous. Has many implications. Dharmartha kama mokshanam arogya moolam uttamam. Your body has been given to you for exercising self-effort. Self-effort directed towards four purposes of life. Dharma, ethical value. Artha, material value. To have material attainments. Kama, called vital value, which relates to all social attainments, family, children, friends, name and fame in society, all come under the kama. And lastly, moksha, spiritual value of life, the goal of life, liberation. All these are means to moksha. Dharma, you start practice. Here again, these four begin with dharma. Dharma is righteousness. The basic principles of dharma, be good, do good. Yato dharmas tato jaya. Wherever there is dharma, there is victory. Will your life be successful? That will depend upon how much you have based your progress on all your achievements in life on dharma, on righteousness, goodness of your heart, and following those laws that promote harmony and peace in society. And the simple term there is dharma, which refers to righteous conduct. Observing great principles in your daily life. All the roots of culture. How to be humble towards those who are superior to you. Developing friendliness to equals. Joyousness towards those who are progressing. Who should be inspired by their attainment and be happy about it. Compassion towards those who are lesser than you, and those who are in a tamasic level a source of pain to society. You need to develop indifference, become like a wall. Someone starts saying things you don't like to hear, then stay just. But again, this is to be practiced in proper context. Someone is telling good things to you, and you shut your ears, turn your face, and go away. That's pride, vanity. But someone goes on telling you, you are a donkey, you are a dalwit, etc. Do not entertain them by saying, how do you say I'm a donkey? What have you seen in me? All that. The moment you start saying something, you are putting ghee into fire. The person could have cooled down, but the moment you start reacting, person will not cool down and will have more reaction. There are some principles of dharma there. Ahimsa, satyam, brahmacharya, all those great qualities, they are practice of dharma in life. The whole story of Ramayana. Rama based his life on dharma. Even though he was going to be coronated, and yet Kaikeyi, his stepmother, had secured two boons from the king, that any time if I want, I could receive from you two boons. And right at that time, when Rama's coronation was in progress, Kaikeyi was ill-advised by her servant, Manthara. And as a result, she asked the king, can I ask? King said, we are celebrating the coronation of our son Ram. And Kaikeyi said, of course I'm not going into details, but Kaikeyi at that time asked, remember, you have given me two boons which I have kept in my purse. And King Dasharatha didn't know what she was going to ask. Ask, I will give you. He says, first boon, let my son Bharata be the ruler. Dasharatha said, very well. Rama will not mind. And Rama and Bharata are equal. He said, second boon, Rama must go into forest for 14 years. Never to enter into any city. That shocked King Dasharatha. And yet, in that line, they had that powerful dharma. Words that were given by a king were rules that cannot be broken. And so even though King Dasharatha suffered intensely and even died after Rama's departure, yet he never turned back and said, oh Rama, don't go. I reject my own promise. And Rama in turn was well liked by people. In the modern type of society, if that had been done, it would be just ridiculous. People would have just laughed at Dasharatha and shut him up somewhere. That's what people advised Rama. Why don't you? Even his brother Lakshmana said, why don't we? Just assert that you are the king. But Rama completely ignored all that and followed that words of his father. He goes into forest, suffering intense adversities and lots of things. Bharata comes, who was elsewhere, Rama's brother, Kaikeyi's son. When he hears that he was given the rulership of Ayodhya, think of modern times, how happy a person would have been. Bharata is not happy at all. He persuades all people to go with him to Rama and to persuade Rama to come back. And lots of things go on in that process. So many people try to persuade Rama. Rama's mother and all great personalities. But Rama turns to Bharata and says, if Bharata asks, I will do it. Bharata realizes that his dharma is not to contradict Rama's view of things. So he says, please, order me, command me what I should do. Rama sends him back to Ayodhya. And Bharata asks for sandals of Rama, that at least you grant me that. And he carries the sandals on his head. So imagine a time when kingdom was so easy for Rama, that he couldn't have simply ignored Dasharatha's words. It was easy for Bharata, he had already gained it. So the whole story goes on, how much talks went on and discussions to let go the kingdom. See, all that has been given in Ramayana, which is the powerful scripture relating to pursuit of dharma in all conditions. Material things can be attained. You can gain a lot of success, fame. Thieves and robbers, they can become rich just by looting someone or gaining access to some treasure. But all that type of attainment depletes you of your inner dharma, inner value. You become very shallow. But that people generally don't see that. Life is transient. And it is dharma that makes your life rich and relates you to God. The dharmic impressions that go from life to life. If you became very advanced in dharma, there is no more life to life. You attain enlightenment. This being the basis, dharma. There on the basis of dharma, artha. Get all the money you want. Because if dharma is the basis, you will never consider money as your possession. You will consider God's blessings and you will share it. Dharma-based people, if they become rich, the whole society enjoys. The world progresses. Where there is dharma, there is a lot of wealth that's shown in Indian culture. Kama, wonderful family and wonderful relations will develop. The ultimate goal, liberation. All can be achieved in one single lifetime. If not, you can attain through successive lives. But life will be always purposeful. You will not be moving back and forth in different embodiments. A human being today, an animal tomorrow, and prosperous another birth, and very in adverse situation in another birth, and so forth. You will not be reckless. Let me not elaborate too much in that direction. For all those four purusharthas, your body is the basis. Health is the basis. Arogya mulam uttamam. And the definition of health again is profound in spirituality. It's called swasthya. Swa means the self. Stha is to abide in the self. In Hindu culture, when people meet together, the first things they ask, are you swastha? Which is like philosophers meeting together and asking, have you attained enlightenment? Another way of asking, aapka chitta prasanna hai? Is your chitta mind serene? Prasanna means joyous. But joyous is referring not to ordinary happiness. Yes. When the lake shimmers in the soft light, in Sanskrit, that lake is prasanna. So are you prasanna? That's coming to a more practical point. Health relates to psychophysical health, mind and body, both must be sound and healthy. Diseases arise. The source of all disease is ignorance, avidya. Avidya is called mool adhi. From avidya, there arise two types of diseases, adhi and vyadhi. Adhi refers to mental diseases. that point is not well researched yet. It is a vast field. All problems in your life have their root in your mind. You must realize it is your mind that created karmas. Karmas that have put you in different embodiments. That's a broader understanding. Coming more close to practicality, if you keep your mind in a state of stress, you must realize how much you are depriving your limbs of the refreshing prana. You don't believe in it? See your face in a mirror. When you are under stress, your face loses that glow. Immediately, the vitality prana has been withdrawn. Or, if you are angry, you are deceitful, dishonest, so face begins to lose vitality. So all these negative qualities, they are not simple, they affect you. You send out a bad thought, negative thought to someone with a limited understanding that someone has been the cause of my problem. So Hanuman put a hammer on him. That has created subtle vibrations within your body that will encourage the negative in your personality. Disease germs will be very happy. The balance of your health, sustained by vata, pitta, kapha, the three humors will be disturbed and will not be humorous anymore. Mind and body are intensely related in the plan of health. Therefore, Hatha Yoga and Raja Yoga, all these, they give you insight into how to, when you are dealing with your health, how to let your mind also become involved in it. Head stand, shoulder stand, stretching exercises. You maintain an exercise and you allow your mind to be held in calmness. When you have done exercises properly, your mind becomes relaxed. And you are advancing physically and mentally. Now, immature people generally ask the question, how is it? Vedanta begins with saying that the whole world is mithya. Brahma satyam jagan mithya. And body, therefore, is also mithya. But why to go after the body? It is deha dhyas, deha bhavana. I am the body. That's the obstacle that you must remove. But what you don't realize that it is only a healthy person will say, I am not the body. Unhealthy person will put his hand on his head, lot of pain. And a Vedantin says, don't you know, you have no head. That will be ridiculous. But only when your body has good vitality and put to right use in a healthy way, that you go on understanding, I'm just moving the body and I'm not the body. Therefore, that type of understanding has to develop. How to view your body, your mind, your whole personality as a temple. It is within this temple that you are going to discover within your heart realization of God. Deho, Devalayam. Your body is abode of gods. If you go deeper into Hindu culture, your body is filled with presiding deities. Eyes are presided by sun god, mind by moon god, intellect by Brahma, the creator. Your hands, your feet, all have their presiding deities. Gods are filled from toes to the head. Apyayantu mamangani. Let all the limbs of my body be healthy. And pranas, vital forces, eyes, ears, you are being directed towards the understanding of five sheaths that go to constitute your personality. The foremost of all the five sheets is your physical body, called Annamaya Kosha. Your physical body is permeated by vital sheath. Not a single cell within your body will be alive without prana. So, if you look deep within your physical body, it is the prana that is doing all the miracle. Your whole body moves, shines, glows, it has health, it can do amazing things because of the pranamaya kosha, vital force.